Yeah. So I said you that there was Lord Krishna who was supplying the sari to Draupadi, and Dushasan was just doing its business, his business, right? But there was a continuous supply from Lord Krishna, which the whole world knew. But here, if you don't follow that business and a businessman are different, then there will be a problem. That here, what is the problem? We may not be in a position to know from where I got the supply, from where I got 10 crores. So that is made compulsory by entity concept. Entity concept says that a businessman and his business are two different person. They have two different existence. So if you think in that way, that a businessman and his business are two different person, so it become a transaction between two person. And whenever there is a transaction between two person, you have to record it. So that becomes possible. Now I came to know that this 10 crores I got from the owner, which is recorded, because it is stated that a businessman and a business are two different person. So whenever there is a transaction between these two different person, they are to be recorded as per entity concept. So entity concepts, what is the basic rule? That a businessman and a business are two different people, and whatever the transaction takes place between these two people, between the business and the businessman. He may be investing something in his business, or he may be withdrawing from the business for his personal use. They have to be shown in the books as these two are two different people. So that law, that rule came into existence because of entity concept. You got my point? Now, since after that, there is one more concept. Actually, the concept which I am following according to the flow of the lecture. It might not be written in order. The slide may not be having in order, but I'll be going in flow. Now, the second concept which I'm going to explain is historical concept. Make note of that, my friend. Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, I'm saying that I'm not explaining you this concept on the basis of slide which is shown here, but I am going according to the flow of the financial accounting. So the next concept which I am going to explain is historical concept. My friend, please note this point. I am now giving a story for historical concept, not ongoing concern concept. Right? So my historical concept says that. What is historical concept? Now, forget about historical concept. The word, you forget that. Right now, I will give you one more story. Now, you purchase a car. Take an example of a common man. You purchase a car, the ex-showroom price of that car is 5,70,000. Suppose you went for a Dzire diesel, okay? The ex-showroom price is 5,70,000. Right? Now, did you get that car at 5,70,000? Yes? Tell me. Yeah, I'm asking you, why you're looking so zero on your face? Why there is zero on your face? I'm asking you. Did you got that car at 5,70,000? What is your answer? Yes? No? Yeah, absolutely right. Sir, what you are saying to me, I got your answer, my dear. Thank you very much for the answer. Yeah, when I'm saying that X showroom price is 570, I will not write the cost of the car 570. Why? Because that X showroom price is the cost of the car. I have to pay 40,000 for registration. That becomes 610. I have to pay 20,000 for octroi duty. That becomes 630. I have to pay 20,000 for insurance. That becomes 6,50,000. So what will be the cost of your car, which is known as on-road price? Now you will tell to everyone, my cost of the car is 6,50,000. Do you say like that? My ex-showroom price is 570. Octroi duty is 40. This is 30. Falana is 20. No, my dear. You are going to say to everyone that the cost of my car is 6,50,000. You are not going to explain each and everything. So, what is the basic idea behind that? So, this story, at the end of this story, this concept is clear. Whenever you purchase any asset, whatever expense is incurred by you to make that particular asset in use, to make that particular asset in usable condition, that all expense added together will become the cost of that particular asset. So I will not write in my balance sheet the cost of my car is 570. I will write the cost of my car as 6,50,000. That is historical cost. That idea which comes in your mind that by adding all that you have to give the cost. That idea is given by a concept called historical cause concept. I repeat, the idea behind which you're working, the mind is working, that when you purchase a car, you will not tell everyone that the cost of my car is 570, the ex-showroom price. No, you never said that. You always tell that my cost of car is 6 lakh 50, and you will not give bifurcation of that. So from where you got this idea? That idea is came into existence because why we are following that? Since it is a parampara which we are following from that day when this historical cost concept is came into force, right? So from that day, it is a parampara which is using by you and me as well as the finance people, common people as well as the finance people for recording the transaction. That concept, that parampara's name is called historical cost concept. So as per historical cost concept, the cost which is incurred for purchase as well as the incidental expense incurred during that purchase in order to make that particular asset in a running condition, that total cost will be taken as historical cost, not the cost of the purchase. For example, if you purchase a machinery for rupees 5 lakhs or 5 crores, chalo, if I am talking about big company of yours, my company is very small, so I will not talk about my company, I will talk about your company. Yes, you are my friend, you are sitting opposite to me right now. Yeah, I am talking about your company. Your company had purchased a machinery of 5 crores. Now you paid 5 crores to that machinery wala. That machinery is delivered to you, he charged extra for that, so for that you paid 10 lakhs because that machine is coming from America. So you got that machine through Titanic. So that Titanic charges is 10 lakhs. Now after that it has to be installed in your factory premises, right? That cost you more 10 lakhs. After that, in order to run that machinery, I required skilled labor as well as technical managers. For that, training session has been kept by that particular company from where you have purchased the machinery. So that training session cost you rupees more 10 lakhs. So 5 crores, 10 lakhs, 10 lakhs, 10 lakhs. What is the cost of the machinery? The cost of the machinery will be 5 crores, 30 lakhs. So that is historical cost. Who gave this idea to add all the expense during that purchase in order to the expense which you incurred to make that machinery in a running condition? All that expense including purchase will be taken as historical cost. So historical cost story is clear. Now the third concept which I am going is the ongoing concern. Now in my balance sheet, if I follow historical cost, now in the first year, see, I am giving one more story. In the first year, you purchase a machinery which costing you 5 crores 30 lakhs, yes? Right? In the previous example. Okay, in the first year, you have written in the balance sheet 5 crores 30 lakhs. Second year, when you prepare your balance sheet, your financial statement, you are showing 5 crores 30 lakhs. Third year, you are showing again the balance sheet, you will show 5 crores 30 lakhs, yes? Sir, you are making mistake. You have used that word? Yes, my friend, you have used that word, right? Sir, you are wrong. Yes, what is wrong in that? Yeah, I'm getting your answer, you just tell. What is wrong in that? Yeah, sir, you can't write 5 crore 30 lakhs every year. You have to reduce the value. Why you have to reduce the value? Because of its usage, the value of your assets keeps on decreasing day by day. Keeps on decreasing day by day. So in the first year, it is very much right on your part to write the historical cost. Right? But in the second year, you can't write 5 crore 30 lakhs. You have to depreciate, you have to reduce. That reduction is called depreciation. So you have to reduce, say 10% or 20%, whatever the percentage of depreciation decided by income tax reform. It is there, the percentage is fixed in the income tax reform. So you have to follow that percentage. So say 10%. So in the first year, I will reduce 53 lakhs. So balance. Second year, I will reduce again some part of the depreciation. So why that is done? That came into picture because we are following ongoing concern. So when a company is incorporated or started, we don't start the company, we don't do the business thinking that in the next year we are going to end our business. No, we are thinking that our business will run year after year, one generation to another generation. From Dadaji it will go to father and from father it will go to son. No, we are not thinking that it will go end with the Dadaji. No, we are thinking that it will go on and on to generation to generation to decades to decades. Right? Keeping that in mind, it says that whenever you write, in the first year you have to write the mashtari at historical cost. But thereafter, since your business is going concern, you are not supposed to write 5 crores, 30 lakhs, but you keep on reducing that machinery or the asset, particular asset, with certain percentage. That percentage is fixed, my dear. Don't worry about that percentage. That percentage is fixed by the income tax reforms. So you have to keep on writing the machinery, reducing the value every year by certain percentage, which is called depreciation, which on that concept is given by ongoing concern concept. Ongoing concern concept says that record the asset in the balance sheet less the depreciation. So historical cost less the depreciation will become the net asset. Again, in the next second year, net asset less the depreciation will become the value for the third year's balance sheet. So that is given ongoing concern concept. That idea, that basic rule is given by ongoing concern concept. Ongoing concern concept says that always write the asset, always write the value of asset, the cost minus the depreciation. But you are not ever made to write the market value of that particular asset. Today the market value of that particular asset may be 6 crore, but you have to write cost less depreciation. You will be writing 6 crores only when you are selling your company to another company. And that day, on that particular day, you are supposed to write the revised value. Otherwise, market value or the revised value. Otherwise, since we are following the ongoing concern concept says that always write the asset less depreciation. So, understood? Ongoing concept is clear. Then I will talk about, see, I have repeated this in the middle of the session. Again, I am repeating that I am not going according to the slides given. I am going according to the concept there will be a flow for you. I will be explaining each and every concept, but in a flow. So I have taken a flow so that it becomes very easy for you. So the next concept is periodicity concept or accounting period concept or periodicity concept. Now what is periodicity concept? Now since you have told me that it is an, since I told you that it is an ongoing concern. Now what do you mean by ongoing concern? That my company is not going to end in 1 year or in 2 years or in 3 years or in 10 years. It is going from generation to generation. We believe in that way. So is it your, see it is, why you prepare financial accounting statement? In order to get the results. Now when I want to know the results, should I wait for 30th year to come? Yes, I am asking you. Should I wait for the 30th year to come to get the results? What do you say? No. Then what I have to do? Yeah, what I have to do? Tell me what I have to do. Yeah, you are my friend. Yes, tell me. Please help me out. You are saying, sir, you have to calculate at a regular period. What is that regular period? What is that regular period? That on that regular period, you have to keep on calculating the results. Results means profit. Yeah, very good. That is a very nice and smart answer. You said, sir, for 1 year. So who gave that boundary? Who gave that boundary? That boundary is given by periodicity concept or accounting period concept. Periodicity concept has given a boundary to calculate the results. Since ongoing concept says that we are going on and on and on. So it is assumed, suppose my assumption is my business is going to run for 100 years. So I will not go to the 100th year. I don't have that software that I should go to the 100th year and calculate the profit. I don't have that. Right? So what I will do, I will calculate, in order to know the results of the business, I have to calculate the result at a regular interval. So that regular interval is fixed by a concept which is called accounting periodicity, periodic concept, which says that you have to calculate the profit, the results of the business, the growth of the business at the every year end. For every year you have to calculate. So since I am going with the flow of the accounting concept, though it is written ups and down, so nothing to worry if it is written ups and down, but you listen to me what I am saying, because you have to listen to me. And I'm trying to make it very effective with the conversation with you and me. And thanks for helping me also, because my friend who's sitting next to me is helping me. That's great. Very good. So, periodicity concept gave me a rule that we have to, each year we have to calculate the results. We are not supposed to calculate the result after 2 years or 4 years or 5 years. So, no, this year we calculated the result, now we'll calculate the result at the end of 4 years. No, not like that. In schools also, we calculate the results in three months, you know. Students appearing for unit test, then first term, then second term, and then the final exam. There also they are calculating the result in three months. In business, we calculate the results. The result is fixed for 1 year. We have to calculate the profit at the end of each year. Nowadays, many big company are giving the result quarterly. You can see that annual report, Reliance Power, Reliance Chemicals, they are giving every three months, they do some correction and they give the annual report of every quarterly year ending. Okay, so that is because of what? Periodicity concept. That is because of periodicity concept. Now we'll go to money measurement concept. Now what is money measurement concept? Can you tell me? What is money measurement concept? Money measurement concept, I will give an example. Suppose if I tell that during your work hour, there is suddenly in Mumbai, we can't predict that today the rain will come, today the rain will not come. Rain, it can come anytime because Mumbai's rains are not fixed, right? So what happens? Suddenly the rain occurred and the rain is coming so heavily that within half an hour, everything is jammed. The roads are jammed because of traffic, because of water logging everywhere. The trains are not running properly. Because of that, my staff, the company staff people are starving because they are not able to go to their place back. And they can't go even leave the company also because there or everywhere traffic is there. Like you have an example, you have an experience of 26 July. Right? 3 to 4 years back it has happened. Suddenly the rain came half an hour and that half an hour rain had made the whole Mumbai in a deep trouble, right? So you might be remember. So in that case, if my boss, the company's boss, is providing food to the employee, you stay here, don't go. Stay here. So that is a gesture which is shown from the boss to you. So that is a service which is provided by your boss to you. Will that service, are you able to count that service? Can you count that service in money wise? I'm not talking about the cost of biscuit and the dinner provided by the man. I'm not talking about that expense. But the favor which your boss has done on you, can you calculate the favor value? No. That is a transaction which takes place between you and your boss. Yes or no? It is a transaction which took place between company and the employee. But that favor, can we calculate that? It cannot be calculated because it is more than money worth. वो अनमोल है हमारे बॉस ने हमारे लिए इतना किया इज सो ग्रेट सपोज माय बॉस प्रोवाइड मी द कार ही टोल्ड दैट आई विल लीव ईच एंड एवरी लेडी वुमेन और लेडी हु आर वर्किंग इन माय फैमिली इन माय ऑफिस आई विल ड्रॉप देम टू देयर हाउस इन माय ओन पर्सनल कार डोंट वरी सो दैट ड्रॉपिंग सर्विस द बॉस हैज गिवन टू यू कैन यू अगेन मेजर दैट फेवर विच इज डन बाय योर बॉस नो So, what I am telling you, it is a transaction between boss and the employee, but can that favor, can that transaction can be measured in terms of money? Yes? Tell me. No? Your answer is no? Yeah? Perfectly. So, if such type of transaction is coming across in the business, it should not be recorded. It will not be recorded. So, only those transactions can be recorded which can be expressed in terms of money. This can be expressed in terms of money. So every transaction is counted, but see that if that transaction is effective in terms of money, you can record, otherwise not. Suppose we are very much fond of one of our supervisor who is working in our company. He left the job or he expired due to some reason So that is a huge emotional loss for all the employees because that supervisor was having a very good bonding between the employee and the, he was handling both the issues, the management issues and the employee's issues very effectively. So everyone was fond of that person. That was a huge loss for the employee emotionally. Can you measure that? There is a loss, right? It is a loss. So every loss has to be recorded in the business. Can you measure this loss? No. Right? So this type of transactions are not recorded. So money measurement concept says that always record those transactions which can be expressed in terms of money. Is that clear? Now we'll move on to the cost attached concept. Cost attached concept. Now again I will give you a story. Now suppose you are a manufacturer. Yeah, I'm talking to you again. I'll come to you again and again. I'm very sorry, but you are my friend who is going to help me out. Because sometimes I am very much lack of example, sometimes I am short of example. So at that time I need your help. So please help me. Okay, fine, because you are my phone friend, you are my lifeline, everything. Okay, now I am asking you once again. Suppose you have a, you are a manufacturer of a shirt. Manufacturer of various kinds of shirt, half shirt, full shirt, short shirt, every kind of shirts, right? For purchasing, for producing shirt, you purchase the raw material called cloths, varied types of cloths, whether it is cotton, silk, various type of fabrics, then you purchase thread, needle, buttons, zip and everything, right? Now you spend on that 200 crores rupees. You spend on that 200 crores rupees, right? Now after that, you invested 200 crores, you got all that. Now that process is taking place. It took 1.5 months or 2 months and we produce the finished goods. We produce the shirts. Suppose we produce 3 lakh shirts. Now if someone asks you, what is the cost of your shirt? Will you say 200 crores? Yes. Will you say 200 crores? If I ask you, what is the cost of your production? What is the cost of the shirts produced by you? You will say 200 crores. Yes. Is it a right answer? Yes, my friend. My friend is saying, hello, listen. My friend is saying no. Very good, my friend. Why no? Sir, he is saying to me, I am just conveying his message to you people. My friend who is sitting next to me is saying, no sir, he has to add the raw material cost 200 crores plus the operational expenses which he incurred to convert the raw material into finished goods. By adding all that expense, whatever total expense is coming, that expense is your cost of production. So who gave this idea? The cost attached concept. You got my point? So every story is linked to the concept. So cost attached concept says that from the raw material to the finished goods, whatever expense you incur, that all get added to the cost and form a cost of production. Now you will tell me, sir, there is one doubt. Yeah, I can read your mind because the person, yeah, you are sitting in front of me. I can't see you, but I can read your mind because the telepathy is very strong between you and me. Your question is, sir, historical cost concept and this concepts are same. So why you use the word two different concepts? My dear, historical concept is for the fixed asset, for machinery, for furniture, where you are not going to buy machinery again and again. Whereas when I am talking about cost attached concept, I am talking about the stock, the goods which I am producing day by day. So this cost attached concept is used day by day. Whereas historical concept is used once in a blue moon, where at the time of purchase of asset. And it benefits may last over many years. Got the point? This is a major difference. I can read your mind. That is great, na? They have very good telepathy. Okay. So, in this slide, whatever I explained you entity concept, I have explained you ongoing concept, I explained you cost attached concept it is, and money measurement concept. I am not explaining you the dual concept. I will explain you at the later part of the session.